This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about the River Raisin Beekeepers and the festival that's going to be coming up here relatively soon. Happy to have on the program once again to talk more about it, Jenna Tucker. Jenna, it's so good to have you with us.
Thank you for having us out again.
Don Werner also. It's so good to see you, my friend.
Yes, good to see you too.
And as a refresher for people, let's talk a little bit about what the River Raisin Beekeepers is all about. And maybe, Jenna, for you to start off with that?
Our club is totally focused on education, helping beekeepers to be more successful, and educating the community on the importance of the pollinators and what they can do to help.
Yeah. And, you know, you've been around, a few years, right, Don?
Yeah, I'm getting long in the tooth, you might say.
No, I meant the group.
Well, that has been too. I'm probably from the first day out, I'm talking 20 years anyway, maybe 21 or 2.
Really? Oh, wow. Yeah. Time flies. It seems like it's been that long. But that's great. And you have a lot of people that belongs to the group then, Don?
Yeah, The good news is I think every meeting we have more new people showing up.
That's great.
So, you know, you lose a few along the way as well that decided this isn't for me, but we give them a chance and we, you know, do everything we can to help them and a lot of support, whether it's from out of a book or standing behind a hive of bees. So.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that is really gaining more attention or – lack of a better word, maybe that is a good word, popularity, Janet, about beekeeping.
It is. More and more people are becoming aware of their importance and some of the dangers that the pollinators are facing, and more people want to become involved one way or another, whether they're becoming a beekeeper or figuring out what to plant in the gardens to help the bees or that kind of thing. So it is really nationwide, worldwide, trying to take care of them. So
I know at one point, Don, that there was the talk about the fact that there was a problem with the population of bees. Has that turned around any at all?
I think it has, yes. But, you know, just around the corner, here comes another problem to solve. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, you got to stay on top of it all the time. But, yeah, I think we're making pretty good headway with the mite department, so.
Good. Yeah, that's good. As well as, you know, getting people to be able to participate in this, like you said, Janet, more and more people are becoming more aware of the positive things about beekeeping.
Right.
You know, not only with, you know, helping out with the bee population, but also kind of, you know, having some nice rewards from having bees and do some beekeeping as well, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. One of the best rewards is the honey, of course.
Yes.
It's the best part of all of it for a lot of the people. That's their main goal, is to have the honey. But in the process, they're also helping in other ways by keeping those pollinators nice and healthy and well-fed. So.
Yeah, definitely. Don, when does the River Raisin Beekeepers meet? Do you meet on a regular basis?
Pretty much, yeah. It's second Sunday of the month at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And we're meeting right around the corner here at Citizens Gas in the Blue Flame Room.
In the Blue Flame Room. Okay,
yes.
Excellent. Now, if someone is interested in participating in becoming a beekeeper or just wanting to find out more information, what's the best way for them to be able to do that, Don?
Just show up at the meeting.
Okay.
And
it's probably the best way, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that way we can kind of network you a little bit, too. A lot of people are surprised that, oh, that guy only lives 3 miles from me. I didn't know he had bees down there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So.
And again, so that you meet the
second Sunday of the month at 2 o'clock.
At the Citizens Gas Blue Flame
Room.
Okay.
But now that isn't every month either, though. So when we set our itinerary in January, we go through, well, can't do that because we got Easter Sunday.
Oh, sure.
We can't do that because it's Mother's Day, you know.
That's so true. Yeah.
So some years you got to work around them all, and then some years you don't have to work around nothing hardly. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's and that's understandable, too. Yeah.
We do have our annual schedule posted both on our Facebook page and on our website, so they can always use that to find out when the meeting is and contact information.
Very good.
It's all right there.
So all I have to do is go to River Raisin Beekeepers?
RiverRaisinBeekeepers.com or the Facebook page, yeah.
Okay.
And then they can also find out where it's going to be. We don't always meet at the Blue Flame Room. We might be in my bee yard with, you know, putting everybody in a hive of bees.
Yeah.
Or we might be at my place cooking sugar in the fall. So we've got candy to put in the hives for the winter. So it's not always just classroom. A lot of times it's on, you know, hands-on type thing.
Sure, sure. Absolutely. I think that, you know, as you mentioned, Janet, that this is becoming more and more popular with more people being aware of it. And, you know, a great way to be able to find out more is your coming festival that's going to be coming up here in just a little bit, too, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We will have all kinds of things out there. Special things for the kids, such as crafts. They can make a beeswax candle this year.
Oh, wow.
They're going to be making seed bombs. So they can go out and throw seed bombs in the middle of mom's yard and end up with a flower patch.
Oh, well, hey, that's what you meant by seed bombs. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have games and stuff for the kids, of course. We'll have the observation hive out there so they can see the bees at work in a protected space.
Sure.
But we also have other things. We'll have the food trucks there. There are tons of vendors with everything you can imagine, like Michigan Bee Mom will have her honey out there. Flannery Ridge Honey will have his out there. We've got new vendors. One of them's really interesting, and she's got what they call potheads, which are little decorated planters with either live or artificial, for those who do not have a green thumb, planter and arrangements in them. So a lot of really interesting things.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we're going to have our silent auction. And the donations that are coming in are just amazing. American One has donated two tickets to a Tigers game.
Nice.
We have gift cards from some of the local coffee shops. We have a beautiful print that was donated by Apis Tactical. It's a beekeeping supplier. It's a beautiful artwork print.
Oh.
So there's so many things. Glass fused plates,
okay,
with bees on them, and
I mean,
just amazing the things that have been donated for our silent auction.
Excellent. So. Well, we should mention when this is going to be held, Don.
Yeah, we probably should, shouldn't
we? Yeah.
May 16th, from 10 till 4.
Okay, and it's going to be where?
That's St. John's Lutheran Church, which is on the north end of town, right there on 52.
Right. And as you're going out of town, it's, you know, right on the left-hand side, coming into town, right on the right-hand side. But you can't miss it because they have a nice sign out there, and you drive in, and it's all there in the parking lot.
Right in the parking lot.
Right in the parking lot. Always such a nice place to have this
is.
As well.
It's got a nice space. Plenty of parking, and it's just a very relaxed atmosphere, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely.
And if it rains, you'd know walking in the mud.
Yes.
You know, get all that blacktop.
Exactly. Yes, yes. Well, the thing is, too, this is something for the whole family to come out, because I think you mentioned, Janet, that there's things out there for the kids, too.
Yes, definitely. It is a family-oriented event. There'll be activities and crafts the kids can do. There's the silent auction. There's games such as a beanbag toss and that kind of thing. And that's kids and adults.
Oh, yeah.
We have the photo opportunity, big, beautiful picture made up by one of our beekeepers that will be up. So there's photo ops and like I said, you can watch the bees at work in the observation hives, and it's just a fun day for everyone.
So. Absolutely. Something that everybody can really come on and appreciate, Don.
Everybody can, and it's free. You don't have to pay to be there.
That's right, yeah. So all you need to do is maybe the cost of purchasing some of the silent auction things or some of the things from the other vendors, right?
Yes. Or grabbing a nice little snack at one of the food trucks.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it being from 10 to 4, that's, it'd be the right time of the day to be able to get something to eat, too. So
exactly.
You don't have to go and cook anything. You just go out there and purchase something from one of the food vendors, too.
Right.
This is such a really neat thing. Anything else about this year's event that we haven't mentioned so far that you'll be doing this time around?
There'll be a honey tasting, which we always do, and usually you'll find some honey candy around there for the kids.
Oh,
we
nice.
We also have a scavenger hunt for the kids, so they can go around, find different pollinator or beekeeping type things, and then come back and get a prize.
Oh, nice.
So
you got to keep them busy. Once they get in that candy, you got to
give them that extra energy, right, Don?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we certainly want to make sure that the people that are listening to put this on their calendar. If you know people that might be interested in coming out, spread the word, and that it's such a nice afternoon to come out there and everybody's so friendly, and you learn so much as well, too. And who knows, you might find yourself thinking, hey, maybe I want to give this beekeeping thing a try, right, Janet?
Definitely, and we'd be happy to help you out with it.
Yeah, that's good. And that's the main thing about the River Raisin Beekeepers is that, once you find an interest and think you want to be a part of this, there's a lot of mentoring that goes on, right, Don?
And we do a lot of mentoring, too. We do. This week I was out and helped a gal that caught a swarm.
Yeah?
So it started already for me, so and it'll carry on all summer. So
sure.
But that's the one thing about beekeeping. It's not just buy a box and throw it out in the middle of the yard. There's a lot of learning that goes along with it, and that's where our club comes in, is helping you figure it out and learn what you're doing and learn what the bees are doing so that you can be successful as a beekeeper.
Absolutely. And knowing that, when it all comes down to it, you're going to be getting the honey, but also you're helping with the environment this
exactly.
way too, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of people find it really relaxing to groundwork bees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I know several of them do say, I've got to find time for me, and that's working bees.
Yeah. So. That's a good point. Very good point.
Yeah.
Well, again, Janet, the River Raisin Beekeepers, the Bee Festival is going to be when?
May 16th from 10 to 4.
And
right at St. John's Lutheran Church in the parking lot, and we'd be happy to see everybody out there.
Absolutely. And if they'd like more information about the River Raisin Beekeepers, they can do that by going to your website?
Go to the website, riverraisinbeekeepers.com, or through our Facebook page, which is, again, River Raisins Beekeepers or the Bee Fest.
The Bee Fest, yeah.
Facebook page.
Okay.
All the information's right there.
Excellent. Hey, thanks so much for coming in and talking about this and making sure that the people get this on their calendar so they can come on out.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Janet. Thank you so much as well.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We've had on the show here this morning Don Warner and Janet Tucker with the River Raisin Beekeepers and talking about the Bee Fest coming up on May the 16th. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.